Sooners of Oklahoma, 12-0 and still looking for respect nationwide.
What is up, Sooner Nation? You are tuned in to the inaugural episode of Damian Mackey's 10 Thoughts. Each and every week, D-Mac's going to take the time to write out 10 points he felt were important from the game. It could be coaches, players, and everything in between. If you follow the Barry and Mac Show podcast feed, you will not miss an episode. Without further ado, here we go.
Hey, a lot of people don't even know the story behind that, but guys, for probably the last, I don't know, 3-4 years after every game, I used to publicize, you know, my thoughts on the game, good, bad, or indifferent. I generally do it by position groups, started with the head coach and then going all the way down. And it's something that, you know, I think it'll probably be something, Barry, on game day, probably that we can record that day and have available that night. So it's something we'll, you know, we're trying to figure out how we're going to proceed moving forward. But essentially what that means is I need to learn how to do it. Like I need to grow up and get better with technology. But guys, I'm excited about it. 10 thoughts. It's really important to me. If you like it, all good. Participate. You know, I generally ask for people to give feedback at the end. So we'll see what your feedback looks like. You can direct that to the IG page or Twitter. But these are 10 things I'm thinking about after the OU game against K-State. Game that, you know, I feel like obviously coming up short and being the less physical team of the two, being the team that probably had more mental issues and concerns than the others in terms of pre-snap penalties and such. We didn't dominate the takeaway game. We didn't dominate special teams. So these are 10 things I'm thinking about. Number one is coach. Coach BV. Especially in your very first season as a college football coach, everything's a learning lesson. We're going to be the polarizing ones. We're going to be the emotional ones. We're going to be the ones calling for jobs and saying who sucks and talking about which individuals are good, bad, or indifferent. You're inside of that program, and you've got to be in control, calm, cool, and collected, getting those troops ready to play on Saturday. So for you, coach, I'm really interested to see how you address the week, because here's what we both know. Film doesn't lie. There is now film available and ready to you to show your team, to show your upperclassmen, to show your starters, to show your puppies, to show the kids who have flashed early in the season. There's now reason to say our quantitative data, hey, we're going in this direction now, and here's why. So I'm hopeful that the film that we saw from Saturday night, from the game we saw Saturday night, will be used for you to correctively move your personnel in a space that would be most beneficial to the program, because we did see it, and I heard you say it. Some people reared some old, bad habits. Emphasis on old, because the new guys don't have them. The new guys don't have habits from the prior seasons where when they make a mistake, they compound it. When they make a bust, they bust again. Or when something's happened, they sit and react instead of being a proactive person who's aggressive and assertive. So I'm looking forward to that, coach. I'm looking forward to that continued conversation about championship DNA. Right, the difference between, you know, good and great, the difference between the teams that are decent and the teams that win it, are those guys make plays when it matters. I'm looking forward to some intentionality and some purposeful practice and preparation on what's going to happen on third and medium. Because all the third downs that matter, they got them. All the third downs that mattered for us, we did it. We got penalties. We went backwards. Or we just ducked our head and quietly jogged off the sideline. Right. So championship DNA. Next, we're going to go to the quarterback. Dylan had a great game. By the way, people want him to be like, they talking about him like he's a scrub. They're talking about him like, you know, he doesn't bring, like, the kid had a great game, man. The numbers don't lie. However, the question he's got to ask himself is, relative to his peers, what do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be Gary Gibbs or do you want to be Bob Stoops? That's the question. I don't think anyone can question whether or not he's going to throw, you know, 3-4 touchdowns a game. He's going to make something happen with his legs. It's 2 weeks in a row. He made some quality plays with his feet. The question we want to know is, does he have the gumption Right? When I was on the team, we called them gorilla nuts. Excuse my candor. Does he have gorilla nuts or does he have peanuts? Dang, that's kind of rude to say it that way, but that's how we used to say it when we were on the squad, because we want to know if he wants to be good or be great. He's firmly in the Heisman conversation if he connects on the gimmies that he should have connected on this season. And that's just telling the truth. Relatively speaking, you want to be closer to Trevor Knight, you want to be closer to Baker Mayfield. He's under the helm. He's got to ask himself those questions. We're excited, by the way. I'm cheering for you. I'm vying for you. I think you're going to get it done. But I want to know. As a Sooner fan, I want to know. Running backs, I think we've identified a lead dog. Gray came in, played well. I like the position Major was in. By the way, there's going to be some games where Major dominates and has more plays, and he's the game plan is going to be better suited for him. But it's good to see the running back game coming back multiple weeks in a row and the guys making plays. I think this is kind of retribution for Gray, putting him in a position to be an individual who, like, he I don't know that he's on the level as Bijan or something like that, but he's elevating himself. He's making himself some money. He's going to be a guy who's going to, he continues to play the way he's playing right now. He could absolutely be a guy on Sunday. Tight ends, quiet but deadly, right? We got Willis. I think he had 5 catches, 2 TDs. He made a couple of beautiful catches that mattered. Both of his TDs were actually acrobat catches. He's showing that he's definitely a part of the backbone of this offense. Didn't see Parker get too much action out there on Saturday. Again, I think they shortened down the substitution deal, but good to see the Titans play hard. O-line, when you don't hear a lot about the O-line, that means something good. We got to clean up the mental errors, the pre-snap errors. That killed us. We left points on the field, but I got to tell you, I'm proud of you guys. 530-plus yards, 200 yards rushing. Quarterback stayed clean and upright most of the day. We played from behind a lot of the game. I think we threw the ball over 35, 36 times, and we gave up 1 sack, and it was really a covered sack. So from the offensive side of the ball, clearly not excited and impressed about what we did, but we're making progress. I remember when people were saying the defense is lights out and the offense is going to be miles behind. They can't say that anymore. 10 thoughts. Number 6, guys, I want to talk about the wide receivers. It looks to me like, again, it's a theme, right? They're good. Theo Weese is good. He makes that catch. He doesn't get caught. By the way, he looked a little lumbering. He need to open up and breathe a little bit, brother. But you made the play. You got to the end zone. Mims is a stud. Definitely a guy that, you know what I'm saying, we see emerging as a nationally respected guy. Farouk is stepping up as well. He's being a guy that we can see is going to make some plays and continue to get better. Looking forward to seeing those guys. They play winning football on Saturday. We got to clean up the blocking. And we got to catch the ones that matter. Drake, I know if I had the opportunity to speak to you, you would have said, man, I should have caught that ball. I got the proper depth. I came out my cut. The ball was on me a little faster than I anticipated, but I could have made the play. I know you say it. Make the play next Saturday, son. D-line. D-line, this is a call out. I'm calling you guys out because we're putting a lot of pressure and strain and strife and anxiety on our defense because you guys did not play up to the par of what that defense needs for it to do what it needs to do in the back end. You guys got praised. You guys got sacks. You were leading the country in tackles for loss. We had guys, multiple guys with multiple sacks and multiple big plays. And on Saturday, you got nothing. Nothing. Defensive line, I'm calling you out, especially the DNs. I'm calling out 14. I'm calling out 40. I'm calling out 8. I'm calling out 33. And to the puppy, you need to get healthy. I was told you would have made a difference on Saturday. I know you got an injury. Get yourself in that training room and get yourself healthy. DNs, it's unacceptable. That was unacceptable on Saturday. Unacceptable. 1 play on the stat sheets between our 2 starting DNs who are both returning contributors? Not okay. Absolutely not. D tackles continue when we needed to press that pocket and get Martinez to fold or to fall or to not have anywhere to go. There were many occasions where he ran right up the A gap. And sometimes we blitz, but I'm calling out the D line. You guys got to play better. It starts with you guys.
Coach V's defense is the defense we need it to be when you guys are the dogs we need you to be. Backers. Sometimes stats lie. Linebackers. Sometimes they do. I'm looking at the stats and I'm saying, man, DU 15 tackles. Man, Stuntsman 10 tackles. Man, White 7 tackles. So, how many of those tackles were on third down and they needed 8 and we got them at 5? How many of those tackles were behind the line of scrimmage? How many of those tackles resulted in a strip or a sack? How many of those tackles, happened and we depleted the guy and we separated ball from player? It seemed to me on Saturday night that most of those tackles were you guys grabbing and going on for a ride. And again, this is not a call out. I'm just telling the truth. Linebackers, you guys have been a position group that we've had faith so far this season that you guys were going. In fact, I'll take it a step further. I think Coach V's talking to you guys about bad habits. I don't know anything, but I will watch film. And I know my old coach. He's my coach. He's been my coach, so I can always claim him as my coach. I know how he gets down. I think some of those old habits are directed at you guys. I'm challenging you guys to trust your technique, trust your coaches, and I'm going to say a term that I used to love hearing coach say all the time. Pull the trigger. Stop waiting. Pull the trigger. If you don't, there's a couple puppies behind you that will. One being number 7. That kid pulls the trigger fast. Cock, double barrel, boom, he's shooting the gap. He's shooting the hole. Pass breakup, forced fumble, fumble recovery. All right, backers pull the trigger. Secondary. I feel like the secondary is feeling reading their clips a little bit. Everyone's talking about Bowman's going to be an All-American. Well, it's not an All-American Saturday. By the way, son, play great football. Definitely, you're somebody who the defense is learning that they can depend on. You're a good last line of defense. You're smart. You're savvy. You're around the ball. You make plays. You tap a ball away in the end zone, man. That was a great play. But I'm going to challenge you to go be an All-American. Everyone tells me how great you are with the ball. I can't wait to see you take the ball from the offense and show us. All-Americans do. All-conference guys do. That's what they do. By the way, Wooden, talking to you. Right, Woody, you gave up your first TD this year. I got you. He bodied you up. He took a slant and took the inside, and the quarterback put it right on him. He boxed you out. But you guys can't settle for good, man. You're earning probably $50,000 to $100,000 every single game you lock things down. I praised the hell out of you last week. And you missed some tackles in space, and it wasn't your best game, but you weren't out there scrubbing it up either, man. I want you guys to know you're great. 9 play winning football, you're a little light. When people, they shouldn't be able to run those quick screens on you. A lot of those quick screens were run on you. Jaden Davis made some plays. All right. So for the safeties and the corners, again, I don't have a lot of critiques except to say you guys need to clean things up. You guys left a lot on the field as well. We gave up a TD. That's something that we don't typically do. We missed a lot of tackles in space. All right, and then we got some guys that need to really, really do some soul searching and saying, am I doing what's best for the team? Really do, and I get it. Coach is going to put the guys in the field they think are the best, to go get it done. But, part of it is on you too. If you're on the field, make sure you represent that interlocked OU. That interlocked OU means everything to me. It means everything to alumni. It means everything to the individuals that blood, sweat, tears, or went to OU, or his family went to OU, or is from Oklahoma. Don't go out there and on film, you look like you're being lazy. Don't do that. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to the university. It's not fair to us. Go out there and play hard. Go out there and rep our university. Overhangs, cheetahs, and the rest of the crew. Guys, some of you guys think you should be on the field. My advice to you is earn it this week. You guys are watching the film today or tomorrow. Either it was today or tomorrow, you're going to watch it. The film is not going to lie. Let this be the week you step your game up. Let this be the week you stay early. You come early and you stay late. Make sure you get your lifts in. Make sure your homework's done, right? Somebody's going to get an opportunity this week because you did the little things that matter. Somebody's going to miss their opportunity and you're going to complain. Be interesting to see which community those guys in show up in. So top to bottom, you know, it's a game we got to learn from. It's a tough pill to swallow from the coach down to every position group. What I'm thinking is from now on, you guys got to earn it with me. I'm not picking another blowout. By the way, ain't nobody in the conference terrible this year. We can't even just assume we'll blow out Kansas. So, and to summate this and to close it down, Barry, I'm just telling you guys, based upon what I've seen, I want you guys to put up and prove it every single week. And I know you can. Those are my 10 thoughts. I'm excited. Guys, do me a favor. Give me your biggest takeaways. You can either post them on IG. You can post them on Twitter. I'm interested to know what you guys are thinking about. What are some of the questions you have as it relates to the team? Generally, I'll take a day or two and respond to them. As many as I can get to, I respond to them personally. You can see what other folks have asked. My Instagram is Dame That Dude. You'll find me. Just look it up. My Instagram is D dot. I added a dot, by the way. I added a dot, Barry. So it's D.Mac13. Again, you'll see me there. Shout out to like the 12 people who follow me. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I got like 12 followers on Twitter now. I'm feeling pretty special. But guys, let's make this our weekly deal where we go on and have a community conversation. In fact, what's that thing called on Barry? What's it called? Twitter what? Oh, a Twitter space or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
We need to do a Twitter space and have the 10 thoughts on there and let folk ask their questions. Because it's been something that's gotten a lot of traction in the past, and I want to see it continue to develop and grow and be something we continue to move forward with. So last thing I'll say is this. Looking forward to new partnerships and relationships. I'm looking forward to continuing to build out this podcast and connect and work with just a couple different places that really value our content and think this partnership or relationship is something that'll be valuable to them. I'm looking forward to making an announcement probably in the next week. I'd say by next week we'll have an announcement to make, and I'm going to ask all of you guys to go participate and get involved in that. But for tonight, guys, let's take this one on the chin. Let's not make excuses. Let's not go on all over social media and complain and blame and be victims. Guys, we lost. The better team won on Saturday. We might get a chance to see their ass again. And when we do, we better be ready to kick their ass, man, because we have the better team and we deserve a victory.
Thank you for listening to Damian Mackey's 10 Thoughts. If you enjoyed the episode, please go leave a rating and review wherever you can do so. Also, follow the Instagram at The Barry and Mac Show, Twitter at Barry and Mac SHW. Make sure if you haven't, subscribe to the Barry and Mac Show podcast feed so you do not miss an alert whenever there is a new episode. We will see you soon.
Looking for respect nationwide.